Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Cliff Inico back on the show. Cliffy's back. That's right. Cliffy has been a member of our Brain Trust now for more than 7 years. He's the author of all the eBay books that you should care about, the eBay Sellers Tax and Legal book, the eBay Marketing book. You get the idea. You get the picture. And he's a great business attorney, and we love him anyway, and he's our good friend Cliff Inico. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always a pleasure, man.
Good to have you back.
Happy Columbus Day.
There you go.
Right, we're celebrating, you know, Columbus, the guy who came over here and killed off everybody, and you know.
That's what I hear. I hear that.
Actually, you talk to kids nowadays. That's all they know about Columbus. You know, he came over here and he killed everybody. You know, a little different than when I was a kid. You know,
but that's exactly right. But there's a story behind the story, and as you know, the victors get to write their history. That's the main thing to remember.
That's exactly right. And that's a good example of that.
Yeah. So okay, we're going to talk about business entities. Folks, there are a number of different kinds of business entities that that you have the option of having your business to be. And typically those business entities are connected to tax, whether they're taxed or not, and they're connected to some kind of liability attribution, some kind of, or protection, depending on how you want to think about it. So, Cliff, let's take a quick tour of the different kinds of entities. I'm going to start out by saying you can be just a sole proprietor, just you, where you and your business are one. What do you think?
Right. Well, let's put it this way: if you haven't set up any of the other entities, that's what the IRS thinks you are.
Yep.
Is a sole proprietor.
And the moment you say, "I want to be a business owner," you, at that moment, you are a sole proprietor.
You are a business owner. I am Cliff Inico. You know, maybe I'm using that name, you know, like my law offices of Cliff Inico, mm-hmm. or I could use a trade name like Cliff's Antiques or something like that. You usually have to file a piece of paper somewhere if you're going to use a trade name. I can use my Social Security number as a tax ID, although I recommend against doing that. Because you're going to be giving
I don't want to give advice right now. I just want to talk about the entities. The first one is a sole proprietor.
As a sole proprietor.
Then you and I could go into business and become a partner, become partners.
Right, that's right. And you know, that's just two or more people engaged in a trade or business. Real easy to operate. We don't have to do a lot of paperwork. We can do things on a handshake or whatever. The bad news there is that
Now we go to corporations.
Okay, that's it. So corporation, now there you're forming an entity. It's like you're having a baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a separate thing from you, and it pays taxes.
Corporation pays taxes.
Regular corporation.
A C-Corp pays taxes.
Right, pays taxes.
Although like Exxon, Mobil, GM, people like that.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, or Eclipse Antiques, Inc.
Right.
Doesn't have to be a big thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it could just be that. Now, here's where things get a little complicated. There's another type of an organization called an LLC, which stands for Limited...
Hold on. Don't we need to go from C to S?
You know, I would rather not do that. Let's do the LLC first.
Well,
let's do the S Corporation first.
The reason I say that is because the moment you become... before you can become an S Corp, you have to become a C Corp.
That's correct. It's a two-step process, Jim.
Yeah.
What you do is you form the C-Corp, and then you elect the IRS.
You
tell the IRS, hey, I want to be taxed as an S-Corp. And that means that you basically get taxed the same way that a partnership or a sole proprietorship does. Everything passes through to your bottom line. The S-Corp does not pay taxes. Everything flows through to your bottom line.
It is a legal entity, but it's not a tax-paying entity.
That is
the way a C-Corp is. If you own an S-Corp, you pay taxes at your personal rate. So that gets the corporations out of the way. The newer kid on the block is the limited liability company. Go ahead.
Right, that's the LLC. That is basically a partnership in which the partners have some limited liability. It's a much easier format, especially for really small businesses. You don't have, the LLC does not pay taxes, it's not a taxable entity, everything passes through to you,
right.
But you don't have all the hassle and the paperwork of forming a corporation.
But you still,
and the
but
rules.
You still can assume you're behind a corporate veil similar to a corporate
correct.
Tell the audience what that means.
So what that means is that if you and I have a have an LLC and I do something really bad, I might still get sued, but you don't.
Mm-hmm.
That's the basic line. When you form an LLC or a corporation, Jim, what you're trying to do is you're trying to protect yourself against other people's foul-ups.
That's right.
And other people's mistakes. You may still be liable for your own. So if I'm driving the company...
Hold on. We got to wrap it up for this segment.
Now, okay, kid.
I wanted to mention LLCs last because that is the new kid on the block. That's the new type of corporate of business entity. But there's another one out now that I'm going to get Cliff to tell us about.
Brand
He's
new.
The expert on this, and we'll talk about that in the next segment. Something you probably haven't heard of. It might be right for you. Don't know. Right after these messages, 20 Till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.